Cod Juniors.
Hey, is Micah available?
Who is this?
This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm just following up. He had done a web registration with us yesterday.
Hold on, let me see if he's available.
Thank you.
Hi, Zach. He'll be right there, okay?
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Zach?
Yes, Micah. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Got your online application. I just wanted to follow up and have a couple questions for you and see what you're looking
absolutely.
To do.
Well, I'm somewhat familiar, you know, with what I think you guys offer, and what sparked my interest is it seemed as if you had a much broader ability as a funding company.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I'm interested in. I want to get away from, and I don't want to have a merchant loan, which I've never had those. I've never had anybody deduct from my credit card processing.
Okay.
Never been a part of that. It's always just been a weekly or a daily, you know, withdrawal out of my account.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even interested in that. What I'm looking at is, you know, a 24, 36 month loan type of a situation. I'm okay with daily, weekly. That's fine. That doesn't concern me.
You just want a longer term.
Yeah, I'm looking for longer terms because, as you know, unless somebody is just not a very even average businessman, if I get $100,000 over a year, I'm really not because I'm paying it back on day one.
Right.
Okay. So you're not loaning me $100,000, but you're charging me interest on $100,000. So that's where you guys make your money. I know that. I'm not, you know, it's
right.
Simple. You know,
yeah.
But I think people are blind to it, and that's kind of why you're able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I do it knowing it because I use it adequately. I pay it off quick because I needed it short term.
And you get your return on investment, that type of deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. But we have been, and the reason of my interest for this is we have been having some very steady growth, which
congratulations.
Puts me into a different business situation. I don't want to keep on using short-term loans when I'm kind of dealing with my long-term growth now. It's been very consistent over 3 years.
Great.
So, you know, because of that, I want to do something a little more traditional.
Okay.
I'm also not interested in traditional banks at 20% interest, like a credit card situation. That's just as it's worse, you know, and I know that. So
yeah, have you reached out to your local bank?
Yes, and I'm in the process of that. I'll probably obtain a $100,000 line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it takes 6 months to do that.
Yeah, and like blood samples, you know, all kinds
of
other stuff.
which I'm willing to do, but it takes a very long time. And at month 5 and 29 days, they can tell you no.
Yes, exactly.
So I don't want to get caught with my pants down.
I totally understand.
In any fashion. So I don't see, you know, I personally have good credit. You know, you look at my credit history, I pay all my bills.
Excellent.
You know, stuff like that. So even our corporate credit, which is kind of new because I incorporated in January of 2014, so it's still not a long-term credit, but it's good. You know, we have
and
good
it's building.
Rating. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're very well established. Actually, this business has been around since 1975.
Oh, wow.
I was born in 1975. So
I was born in 74.
So for myself, I'm actually kind of the third person. And traditionally, what we do, we're a kids' sports program. So we create you know, competitive sports teams and then travel across the country. Well, in the 70s, 80s, this was not a business. It was something you did on the side.
Yeah.
It's much different now, especially since schools and things. I think, are you down in San Diego?
I am. It sounds like everything's way more organized now. You know, and
yeah,
there's a lot more competition. It's just everything's
right.
escalated.
And it's you know, just like us in Orange County, San Diego is just there. You guys are right there. You got 2-3 clubs in your area that are top in the country, just like us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a full fledged business now. I got a 25,000 square foot building and
awesome.
300 kids, and we're pushing through $1 million a year. It's a whole different ball game, than it was back then. So the woman that started our business didn't run it as a business. She ran it as a hobby.
Right, okay.
Then the guy that took it over from her in 1996, he ran it as a very small business, 2 teams, 20 girls. He did, $80,000.
Okay.
I took it over in 2008, the beginning of 2008, and of course have ran it since 2008. We started with 2 teams in 2008. Now we have 26.
Wow.
So huge growth in
massive expansion.
The fastest growing club in Southern California.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, and I have done it with no outside funding. What I mean by that is no people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one. I did it basically, all on my own. So, and I have done it with, short-term loans or just didn't take a paycheck for a year.
Wow.
Like most lot of small business owners do.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Now it's doing well, and we keep expanding and growing. Now we're year round now,
mm-hmm.
so that's great. So we don't have necessarily a slow season.
Awesome.
Our season does go August through July. It's not a December.
No breather at all, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. And we added summer programs, and beach is now an NCAA sport. So we've jumped on that bandwagon, and
nice.
I'll do $150,000 just on beach.
Holy cow!
Awesome. Yeah. So
who would have thunk
it? That's kind of where I'm at. I have a current short term loan out.
Okay, who's that with?
I put it on the app. Their stupid name. Kalamata Capital or something like that.
Okay, how much do you know how much the original loan amount was?
$60,000.
60. And it was that a short term loan as well?
Yeah, 12 months.
12 months. And they're doing a daily draw with you?
Yeah, and I want to extinguish that.
Okay,
so
you
want to
pay them off.
Yeah, exactly. I want to make you guys first position on that. So
okay.
And
is there a specific amount that you were looking for as well?
To engulf that and keep us, kind of expanding what we want to do by summertime, I'd like to get about 125.
125. And then where are you at with that that other loan? How much have you paid down of that? Or did you take that out recently?
Yeah, it was pretty recent, but I don't know. I've probably paid $8,000.
$8,000 down on it. And then what was the expected payback date, like when you're finished up with that?
Oh, I would say 11 months.
11 months.
Yeah, it was about a month ago, I guess. Maybe a little more.
All right.
6 weeks.
All right. 11 months. Okay. The reason I ask is I'm just trying to get all our ducks in a row.
Of course. When we get to the nitty-gritty, I'll get you exact stuff.
Yeah, just when and the reason I ask is just to get the most information out there so we can make an offer that doesn't burden the business.
Yeah, absolutely, because if it does, I'd just say no.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's, exactly.
I'm not in a situation where we have to have money. When a business is like that, mm-hmm. they're probably going to go under, and then you guys are screwed and I'm screwed.
Right.
So we're not in that situation. We're in that growth situation where I want to fund the growth versus...
you want to bring on additional people and advertising
I need more coaches. I need all kinds of different stuff and
marketing.
I pay them before we get paid. If that makes sense.
It does. It does. As a business owner, I understand that coming from a business owner. That's what you got to do.
A little strange on what we do. I am paid up for my whole season through July.
Oh.
So that kind of, when we pay for tournaments and things, we basically, if you pay in a package, mm-hmm. you get it for a cheaper price.
Oh, that
so
makes sense.
That makes my cash flow also get low for me up until August. But that's okay. We have enough to get through August, but, that happens too.
So when would you need these funds?
June. It's kind of when we, if we're going to do it and expand and heavy marketing and all that, that's when we need it.
Okay.
our season ends, like the regular July. Season ends in June.
Okay.
Summer July, starts in July, July, August, and then we have tryouts for older kids in August. Younger girls are in October. Practices start in October.
Okay. So, you need this by June. Yeah. You know, once we get an approval, it's good for 90 days. So, you know, we can get your approval and then just know that it's there for you.
Yeah, and I don't know how it works. If you guys just pay off that other loan, or you know, if we do it in an escrow account, I've never done that before. So
okay,
let me know how that works.
So may require that other loan to be paid off.
Okay,
and we might be able to provide the funds to do that. And then once that's paid off, is there a specific amount that you would require? Would you still need? You know, the 125, or would that, was that 125?
No, I was including that. So,
okay.
You know,
yeah. So
I kind of did that kind of planning ahead, but now I'm thinking, you know, I think I can do better than a short-term loan, because then it, you know, I'm actually having that there, and it'll allow me to get through a season mm-hmm. with higher cash flow. So instead of having an average of, you know, 50 to 70 grand in my account, I want to get 120, 150
okay.
average throughout the season. So that's kind of also part of what I'm doing. Of course, it makes your bank account look way, way, way better.
Yeah, so let me give you a little brief synopsis of how our working capital program works. So what it does is it allows business owners to unlock 10 to 15% of their top-line revenue to use as they see fit for the business. So based off of your gross annual sales, we lend off of that.
Okay.
Do you happen to know what your sales were for last year?
You know, about $1 million total.
Okay.
In everything that we do.
Boom. We could definitely get you that 125.
Okay.
It would just take a couple more pieces of paperwork to get that for you. We need to look at some bank statements, tax return, and then the information about that other loan. And then, you know, once we get that and package everything, we can make an answer give you an offer inside of 48 hours.
Okay.
If you like, I can shoot you out an email right now with that additional information that we would require.
Okay.
And then, you know, get that back to me, and then we can move forward from there.
Most of that stuff I have pretty, you know, it's all electronic anyway, so I can just have it on a PDF and email it to you.
Right. Okay. So here's what I'll do, Micah. I'll put together a little packet of info for you, and I'll attach the required documents that we need, and I'll shoot that over to you in about 5-10 minutes.
Awesome. Sounds good, man.
Yeah, and then once you get back to me, I'll shoot you an email, keep you updated on the process, and then we'll go from there.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and I appreciate your time today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, no problem. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.